Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he moved into an apartment by himself, but it wasn't long before he realized he wasn't alone. Seems like he had a roommate, a ghost child.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We want to hear your real ghost stories. Call them in if you want to, 855-853-4802. If you like to write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can also become a premium subscriber. And with that, no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You can try it for 3 days free if you sign up on Apple Podcasts. Or you can sign up on patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. How's everything today?
Well, it's actually really good because Green Day released a new album. And you know I love Green Day. So I've been listening to that.
They did? Is it good?
Today. It's real good. It's everything Green Day. So if you like Green Day, you like this album because it's classic Green Day.
Now, so. I might be crazy, but it's been a while since they put out a new album.
Yeah, I think it's been quite a while, actually.
And I
didn't look for how long, but I think it's been quite some time. So it was so pretty excited. And I was listening, and it's pretty good. So if we have any Green Day fans out there, I highly recommend it. And I'll bet you they'll do a tour, too. So that would be fun.
Oh, we should go. I also saw today, and I haven't listened to it yet, that Justin Timberlake has a new single out.
Oh, well, Justin.
I saw that. And I usually like his stuff. So we'll see if I like this one.
The thing about Justin Timberlake is he is a very, very talented human being.
Yes.
Like he can do the whole thing. Like he can sing, he can dance, he can act.
Triple threat.
Yeah, there's like nothing that that guy can't do. And I always kind of say, is it who's the most talented person in the universe? Justin Timberlake or Bruno Mars? But I guess Justin Timberlake acts,
that's
and I
so
don't know that Bruno Mars.
Funny when you said that, because I was thinking in my head Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think if Bruno Mars had the time in his schedule and he did some acting, I bet he'd be great.
I bet he would too.
I bet if that guy decided he wanted to take up oil painting, he'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
He could
probably throw darts better than anybody in the world.
Pickleball. Yeah. I bet the guy'd be great at it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, Bruno Mars rules
whatever
the world.
Bruno Mars wants to do. Pastels, whatever. He would be great at it. I'm positively sure.
Maybe he could run for president.
I love him.
We need somebody.
Yeah, we do.
We need somebody.
We need someone.
Anyway, that's a whole different podcast in itself. Okay, well, here's a ghost story today. I think this one is a really good story.
Okay.
So it says, I've had two experiences with ghosts in my life. The first, when I was in fifth grade, scared me a great deal, but it was only a single unrepeated incident. The one I want to share is more recent. So we'll never know, unless this person writes back in, what the heck happened in the fifth grade. I would like to know that
story. I would like to know that.
So it continues, and it says, it was sometime in 2001. I moved into a new apartment in Waco, Texas, just a few blocks from Baylor University. It was a tiny one-bedroom, and it was my first place, and I was quite proud of it. Within a day or two of moving in, I began noticing a few strange things, but really didn't give them much thought. I would find cabinet doors open that I knew I had closed. The bedroom door would close or open by itself, and a strange blue dot appeared in the center of my TV screen every time I turned it off. It was a secondhand television, but there had been no such dot when the set was tested at either the Goodwill store where it was bought or at my mother's house. I'm just going to say right now, this is probably all Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Mm.
They're in Waco, Texas. With the cupboard doors opening, it's Chip and Joanna getting in there at night going, we could tear these cupboards out.
Well, or they're trying to make it seem spooky so that
they'll get it redone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, this would make a great episode of our TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't explain the TV set, though. You know, the TV set thing, that sounds like those really old ones that, like when we were kids, the really old ones.
They used to do that.
Yeah, like when you would shut it off, it would go all the way down to this tiny little dot, and then the dot would fade away. And it's, I don't remember when you turned it on, if it started with a dot and then
got bigger.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem like those kind of TVs have been around for a long time. I'd be surprised if someone bought one of those.
2001?
Maybe.
I don't know. That just seems
2001,
like
them were some heavy ass TVs too. Remember those really big ones that you took like a football team to move them?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes on. It says, over the months that followed, however, these occurrences became harder to ignore. The frequency of cabinets and doors opening or closing on their own increased, and the dot on the screen grew. Additionally, the TV started turning itself off at times. The dot that always appeared when the TV was powered down finally took shape. A small handprint, like a child's. It was then that I realized the television most commonly turned itself off when I was watching something scary or adult-oriented programming. Since I had previously encountered a ghost, I thought I might have an unexpected roommate in the form of a child ghost. I tried recording with my microcassette recorder a few times, asking questions or just giving the ghost a chance to speak, but I never could hear anything in the playback. I did, however, keep talking to this child. Anytime I would find my cabinets open, I would laugh and congratulate him. I used male pronouns only because I got the sense of a boy from him. I never saw an apparition or manifestation to either confirm or disprove this. And then ask that he please make sure to close the cabinets when he was done next time. After which, the cabinets wouldn't be mysteriously opened for a few weeks. When I wanted to watch something scary or more mature, I would announce, I'm going to watch something scary, so you should go to bed. And nearly every time, the bedroom door would close a moment later, and I could then watch my movie without the TV inexplicably turning off. There was nothing at all frightening or scary about my interactions with him. In fact, it was almost as though I had a child of my own. I would tell him about my day at work, tell jokes, always kid-friendly, and tell him stories I made up. I got the impression he enjoyed these things, as I always got a warm, happy feeling when I did them. But my ghostly child was not the only entity who visited me in that apartment. One time, and I am truly thankful it was only the once, I was sitting on the foot of the bed doing some writing when I felt something behind me. The presence was so distinct, I knew where it was. 3 feet back and 2 feet to my left. That's very precise.
Yeah.
The only word I have to describe what I felt is, and then in all caps, evil. It was the most malevolent thing I've ever felt, and I have never been more scared before or since in the entirety of my 41 years. At the time, there was nothing in this world or any other that could have made me turn around, so I can't say what I might have seen had I done so. I just know that, even though I'm not religious, I prayed and that evil thing faded away. It wasn't long after that when a downstairs apartment opened up. Because of a bad knee that made climbing the stairs difficult, I was able to move into it. My ghost child was apparently bound to the other apartment, as I never felt his presence again after moving, and the handprint on my television stopped appearing. But I have thought many times since, who was he? Why was he there? Are the current residents treating him right? I might even go so far as to say I actually miss him sometimes. He's the closest I've had to having a child after all. From Andrew. That's so interesting that he was so attached to the little ghost child.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense. I think that you can, I think, have a sympathy, right? And feel like a compassion and empathy for this ghost child because they seem to be stuck in this place. I wonder, would there have been any possibility of helping this child to pass on, you know?
Yeah. And I wonder too, with the dark entity, are they somehow connected? Like, is the little ghost child kind of trapped there because of this other thing?
Yeah.
Are they connected in some way? Is it like a parent who is abusive or something? I don't know.
But it's interesting, it only happened that one time.
And nothing in the other apartment.
Because I really did like the way he worded that fact that nothing could have made him turn around and look. Because I think a lot of us have had that feeling before that there is something back there and I am just booking it. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to, I'm just out of here, up the stairs and around the corner and whatever, you know. And so I know that feeling, what you're talking about. I'm not looking. I'm just not going to look. It's better I don't know.
And he'd been living in that apartment with this ghost child and had no problem with that. So it's not someone who's afraid of it, but the feeling is so different. Like I always say in life, whether it's paranormal or whether it's not paranormal, but you get that feeling that it's bad, you got to go with your gut every time.
Oh, absolutely. Listen to yourself, right?
Because it could save your life.
That's right.
Know. And who knows what you could turn around and see.
But I also think it's kind of interesting that it seemed to be stuck to that apartment. Like he didn't sense it any other time, you know, in the building. Still in the same building.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know?
I do think that there are spirits that are connected to this physical location sometimes. And it could be there's, you know, maybe there's a haunted object that they're connected to that's in that area, but it could just be the house or the apartment or for whatever reason they're connected to the land right there. So sometimes I think they might be trapped. But I always get, I don't know, it just, I guess it's that maternal part of me really gets sad when I think of a child spirit. I don't know how that works exactly. I don't know if they can choose to move on or if what you're exactly dealing with, but it always just makes me sad because he just seems so alone.
I know.
But I do like the fact that he was able to have some sort of relationship with his child and not be afraid of it. I'd have been afraid, I'm sure. Cabinets open and shutting and the shit, I'd be like,
Well, and, you know, we have heard from, you know, the professionals that have discussed that it is a good thing to talk to him. Talk to him. Let him know what you're doing, why you're doing it. Like, you know, just like Andrew did. This is my day. This is what was up. I love the fact that he told him good jokes, you know, that were age appropriate.
Kid friendly.
Yeah. I love that so much. And so I think, you know, I think that probably was a really good way to handle the whole thing. Just accept it.
I do too.
Now, I don't know if I could, but Andrew did.
I think he did the right thing in both the situations, with the evil one and with the kid. I think he did a good job. Well, here's another call. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, my name's Shane. I only just recently learned about your show. I like hearing stories like this due to my experiences when I was growing up. I've written in a couple letters already, and I've only known about you for a few days now. I've got a story I was wanting to share. It wasn't a personal experience. It was one of my, from my son when he was growing up, kind of goes along the lines of y'all talking about kids being knowing of spirits, and also kind of confirms the whole deal about the house. Some houses, some properties are haunted, not just the house itself. I was at work. I heard about this from my wife at the time and her mom. I was at work when this happened. I came home from work and I heard the story. Walking through toward one of the bedrooms, and she kind of glanced off to the left of the kids' room where my son was about 3, if I remember correctly. And he was just sitting in the floor, kind of Indian style, looking up, talking to somebody. Like, looked like he was just kind of talking to the upper half of the wall is what it really looked like to her. She stopped and watched for a few seconds, just kind of surprised, really. Then she asked him, "Who are you talking to?" And he just turned to her and said, "It's a lady right here." And she just walked away and left it at that. And she mentioned it to her mom, and her mom had never heard anything about that in her house. It was her mom's house. And then they, like I said, whenever I got off work, they told me about it. And they said, they asked me what I thought. And I was like, well, kind of sounds about like the house is haunted. Her mom's like, no, the house isn't haunted. It's a new house. We had it moved in here. I was like, all right, well, what about the previous house that was on this property? Do you know anything about the property? She's like, no, not really. I was like, it kind of sounds to me like something happened here on this property. And something lingered after that house was tore down and y'all moved your house in. And they quietened down about it. We ain't never heard anything about it since. They never saw him talking to anybody after that, or if they did, they never mentioned it. Didn't want to hear my point of view, I guess. I don't know. I just thought I'd share that. And my son doesn't remember it. I asked him about it a few years back. He's 20 now, and he just doesn't remember anything about it. Doesn't know of any experiences after that. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to call in and share that with you. And look forward to listening to more episodes. Like I said, I'll a new EPP member. I'm going through all your episodes, listening, binging all of your episodes. I'm an over-the-road driver, so I got plenty of time to listen to them. I appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
So what do you think? Do you think the house was haunted or not haunted? Imaginary friend? Ghost? What do you think?
I'm going to go with ghost. With children that are talking to, you know, the wall or just the air or something invisible that nobody else sees. And then when asked about it, they say, oh, it's the man there with the hat, or it's the woman with this, you know. This is a pretty common story we hear. And so I think, yes, I think the child was, there was something there. Now, you know, then that begs the question, why doesn't someone else see it? Well, we've talked about the fact that some people are sensitive, some people are not. Some people will be able to see things, others won't. Children seem to be more, it seems more accessible for children to see them. I think children just don't question it. You know, and where the rest of us put up these walls and, you know, try to keep all that out, children take it, well, that must be real, you know?
And I think so. And who knows what was happening in their life at that time, but there could have been the spirit of a loved one, like a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or a family friend or somebody who had passed away that this child was seeing. Doesn't mean that their house was haunted. Maybe there was just this kind of one-off ghost situation.
Yeah, I absolutely think so. And maybe it happened more than they knew, right? And that he doesn't remember. But I think that it's very possible that it could have been, like you said, maybe a friend of the family, just, you know, something that just maybe happened once, maybe it happened three or four times, and he doesn't remember other times, and nobody caught it any other times. But yeah, I think so. And I think Shane also had a very valid point that you don't know what happened on this property before this house.
Absolutely. We say that all the time. Well, I've got one more quick story for this one.
Okay.
It says, I just started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago. I am rapidly catching up. Good luck with that. There's a lot of them. I have many ghost stories and I'm a rather sensitive person, but today I thought I would tell you all about my house, which is most definitely haunted by what feels like a few ghosts. The spirits seem fairly nice, though, so we've never worried about it. We moved to this house when I was 10 years old, and for the first year or so, there wasn't too much activity. I do distinctly remember that whenever I would take a bath, I would get the distinct feeling that there was a body beneath the bathtub. But I have what has been referred to as an active imagination, so I kept it to myself. Sure, it was nothing. That's a creepy feeling.
Well, goodness.
Ew. The activity started slowly. The sound of footsteps when I was home alone, strange creaks, that sort of thing. Then there was the breathing. Not the sound of breathing, but the feeling of breath across my arms and legs. My sister would feel it as well. We had cats at the time, so it would always play out that we thought it was the cats looking for attention, only to turn and find nothing there, and then later discover that our cats had been sleeping in plain sight of a family member the entire time. Then we began to hear the voices, one in particular that would mimic my mother. Whenever my mom needed help or wanted us to do our chores, she would yell, "Girls!" and then reply to our "What's?" until we came down the hallway. 80% of the time, it was my mom calling us, but that other 20% of the time, we would go down the hall to find my mother was either asleep on the couch or not in the house at all. More recently, we've had manifestations. Shadow people floating at the end of our hallway near the bedrooms. My sister went white as a sheet one night when she saw a person move down the hall, even though our entire family was present at the dinner table she was sitting at. I've had many friends tell me that they had seen part of a figure, the torso, standing in the doorway of my parents' room, and my father and I have both woken up in the middle of the night to see a figure standing at the foot of our bed, only to watch it disappear a moment later. There was one particular memorable occasion when I was tired from entertaining guests all evening and looked toward the hallway and saw an arm motioning me toward it as if to say, come on, time for bed. No one in my family is particularly uncomfortable sharing our house with these ghosts, and I don't imagine we will ever be uncomfortable. It's kind of nice knowing that I'm not alone. I have many more stories for you all, and I'll type them up when I get the chance. Thank you guys for putting this on the show. Oh, thank you guys for putting on the show. It makes my work days fly by. That's from Abigail. That's interesting. We've had two stories of hauntings today that they weren't really scared. Yeah. Definite hauntings, but in that one sounds kind of scary, actually.
I know. That's why I was like, how are you not afraid of a half a torso? Or a torso, like a, just a torso.
Yeah, because right? I'm envisioning torso, like I'm seeing like, you know, some Roman sculpture with the arms cut off. It's just the torso.
But how is that? I don't get how that isn't gonna scare somebody.
That would scare me. The shadow people floating at the end of the hallway. Mm-hmm. The person.
Because
like,
did it
come
feel
on.
Like it ramped up as it went on? Like at first you were
it
hearing.
It
kind of
sounded like that. Actually.
Though it started with body under the bathtub, which I thought was creepy.
I just think it's interesting how some people can write in with that, like the other one with the cupboards opening and closing, mm-hmm. and then to mm-hmm. figure it out. Well, this is just maybe this is just a ghost child, and I'll tell it kid friendly jokes. I don't like I'd like to think that I could come up with that idea without having to move immediately, but I don't know if I could.
I know, right?
And like yeah. this one, like after all of that, the sound of footsteps, strange creaks, breaths across your legs,
right.
mimicking mom's voice, torsos. And then it's like no one in my family is particularly uncomfortable. I wish I was more like that.
I know. Yeah. I mean, apparently nobody feels like it's a bad spirit that has mm-hmm. a bad vibe or entity, you know? So there doesn't seem to be this bad feeling or evil feeling that's associated with it. So I guess that makes it okay. I just still think I would be super uncomfortable, you know, if I felt breath on me or, you know, saw an arm waving yeah. me to me.
Like, I think that's when I'd be like, okay, get it that you're here. Breathing on my legs is creeping me out. Please, no. Can't do that yeah. one. And I'll go to yeah. bed when I'm ready.
And then I will pack my bags and leave tomorrow. I just don't know that I could be comfortable with that level of what
activity,
you know,
yeah.
Abigail was talking about there.
I don't know that I like that. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. You can call it in. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber. And with that, you get the advanced episodes and access to the complete archive and no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free, or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free?
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.